Now, look at you, Nevin, coming in here. And you, where's that book? Thing.
Did you lose it already?
They sent it to me fairly lively.
Did you lose
McGuire.
It already, Marty?
Nation's
I don't believe that.
Food fast. So listen, you're gone fast on me now.
Well, do you know, that's the way people's lifestyles have changed. This is the new book, of course. And
yeah.
It's all about fast recipes. Recipes can be done in 30 to 45 minutes. And
is that the idea?
Yeah, and that is the whole inspiration behind it, because my life has changed cooking at home for the twins and Imelda.
Sure.
But a lot of people are cooking at home and they don't want to be stuck in the kitchen for a few hours. So that's why we came up with the idea. And I have to compliment Gillian McMillan for doing such a beautiful, beautiful job.
It's
the whole
gorgeous
team.
Looking. It's fab. I've got to tell you.
Joanne Murphy, the photographer. So can you believe it, Marty? My 11th cookbook.
That's
and
ridiculous.
You have every one of them and cooked every one of them.
Mm. Indeed, I do. I'm looking here at the smoked trout and the cream cheese. Which, what do you like?
Nice. Tasty.
Gorgeous. Sweet potato with coconut soup with ham.
Wow.
This is lovely. This is very good. Anyway, congratulations.
Thank
again.
You.
And is this tying in with a TV
it is.
Venture?
Actually, yeah. We're going to be doing Home Chef Fast, and that's going to be starting recording now just at the end of the month and in October. So I'm looking forward to that. And showing, please God, an RT in January. So I haven't got a schedule
gas?
Yet. But yeah, looking forward to it. But
isn't
they're very, very simple, everyday recipes people can make. You know, if you're doing a bit of entertaining, cooking for your family, lunchbox ideas, there's something for everyone. Yeah, it's
well,
great.
This is good. This is a beautiful book.
Thank you. I'll give you a good mention in it and the whole lyric
did
team.
Did you?
So
where am
you
I
all.
Mentioned?
You're mentioned in the acknowledgements, of course, Char.
Where am I?
To Marty, the number one home chef.
You didn't say that about me, did you?
I did. Thank you very much for your support, Neil.
I have to find that.
You looked through it. You did, of course.
I'll find it. Anyway, listen, talk to me about what today is, because this is it's school time.
Yes.
You don't have to worry yet, but you will very soon.
Oh, very soon.
But everyone else is worrying about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a busy time, and I thought I'd come up with two simple but a little bit different ideas for lunchbox and for snacks in the afternoon and maybe a little treat. So the first one is just, it's a smoked chicken and mango wrap with curried mayonnaise. Sounds
all
very
right.
Posh and fancy and all the rest. It's actually very simple. You don't have to use smoked chicken, but it's delicious and it's readily available. There's a very good smokehouse called Omarai Smokehouse.
Okay.
Away down in Timoleague, and he is the most wonderful smoked chicken breasts, Irish, fantastic. So you can use regular chicken, you can cook it yourself, you can get cooked chicken, turkey, whatever, once it's Board B quality assured.
Sure.
I think that's the most important thing. It's a flour tortilla wrap, so we're working on four for this recipe. One mango peeled and sliced. Mango is a lovely fruit. It's a hard stone in the middle of it. Peel it and slice it into small little slices. Iceberg salad. It's lovely and crunchy. Hasn't got a huge amount of flavour, but it has great texture. So there's enough flavour in this with the smoked chicken, with the mayonnaise, which I'm going to talk about. And the mayonnaise is just simply one teaspoonful of mild curry powder and then some mayonnaise mixed together. That's it. It couldn't be easier. You mix that all together. Keep that in your fridge and you can vary just to make the lunchbox a little bit more exciting and user-friendly. I forgot to say you can use the wholemeal tortilla wraps, which are fantastic, getting roughage into your diet.
Sure.
And also you can use pita bread, but that's for the next recipe. We'll be talking about pita bread.
Okay.
So your cooked chicken is your smoked chicken is already cooked. You don't have to worry about that. You can remove the skin. It's very lean. It's wonderful, wonderful, nice smoky flavour. Go to your local crab butcher. Good Delicatessens will sell it because we use it a lot in the restaurant. I often give this to my twins and cook it for or make this for my wife and Melody. So there's very little cooking in this actually, which I suppose is a good point.
There's a lot of flavours going on. A lot of
flavours and it works well. If you don't want mango, you can leave that out. You can put cucumber, tomatoes, different things into it so you can.
A listener has been on to say, how do you ripen your mango?
Very impressive. In your kitchen is the best. I've heard of stories of putting it into a bag of flour, into a brown paper bag. I've heard nightmare stories about putting it into the hot cupboard. A few weeks later, you're coming and say, what is that smell in the hot cupboard?
Oh,
you've
no.
forgotten about it. You wouldn't do that. I know that.
No.
So in your kitchen is the best, not in your fridge. Usually, to be honest with you, that's a very good point a listener said. You can buy mangoes and they say, eat me, I'm ripe, which is great. So they're ready to eat. And that's the way it's gone now.
Right.
You know, so yeah. So
what is your trick then?
Yeah, so in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen, in a warm kitchen for one or two days and it'll ripen it.
Oh.
But nowadays, even us in the kitchen, we're buying them and with the wee sticker,
with the sticker
on ready
okay.
to. So it is. So lovely. That's our first recipe. What you do is you just get your tortilla wrap, you smear it over with the mayonnaise, and that's the curry mayonnaise which you can have made. We'll keep for a week in your fridge.
Yep.
Slice your smoked chicken, a little bit of iceberg salad, and then a little bit of mango. Wrap that. And the secret into wrapping, kind of wrap like this, is to wrap it in tin foil. And you can do this the night before, probably early in the morning before they go to school, because the lettuce can get a little bit soggy. If it's left too long, it's okay for a couple of hours, no problem.
Sure.
But and that's why the iceberg is nice and crunchy. So that's a very, very simple recipe.
Right.
The next one
Yes.
Is a roasted red pepper, hummus, torpedoes sounds
torpedoes.
Very
torpedoes.
Well, it's kind of a bit of fun for the kids. So it is. And this is first
Greek,
of all.
Is it? No.
Yes, it is. Actually, it is. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There is definitely an influence from it, from the hummus. So it is. And so it's one red pepper. Now, in the recipe, I've told you how to roast red peppers. If you have time, great. But listen, you can buy pre-roasted peppers. I've got them for my demos before. They're about maybe, I think, €4 for five peppers roasted.
I did a mad thing last night.
Go on.
My daughter was making something, a wrap for herself.
Yes.
And she had cut up various peppers. One of them was green.
Yes.
And I took a bite of it.
Yes, and?
On its own.
Yes.
My tongue nearly exploded. I didn't realise that green peppers could be as alarmingly hot.
Are you sure it wasn't a chilli?
No, it was a green pepper. I nearly, yeah, got it off.
Maybe it's the jalapeno peppers, which are
I think
hot.
It was.
Yeah, they're really
but
hot.
I didn't realise it was. I thought it was a regular pepper. So can I just say that as a word of warning?
Okay, just
make sure
careful.
It's a pepper.
What pepper? Yeah, not
I
a
didn't
very
realize.
Hot pepper.
I know.
Yeah,
I,
they would be very hot now, so they would
I'm
be,
talking on that on behalf now. I couldn't speak.
You got frozen mouth. Poor Marty.
People will recommend that for me now.
So
from now
this
on.
Is a very simple recipe for the hummus, and it is, as you said, Greek influence, Mediterranean. So one red pepper, which is already roasted, one mild red chilli. Okay, or use a small green chilli like you've had the experience.
Yes.
Can of chickpeas drained. You can cook your own, but listen, life is too short. Buy them. Rinse them off. Two cloves of garlic crushed. And then what we're going to do is put a little bit of tahini paste. This is definitely worth doing.
Tahini?
Yeah, it's like a sesame seed paste. You'll get it in good specialised delicatessen health food shops. Fantastic in a stir fry. Wonderful, actually, in if you're making also if you're doing anything with carrots, like sesame seeds work really well with carrots. But in this hummus, it works really well because this is a little variation that we make in the restaurant as canapés. So the juice of a lemon and then a good, say, about a large pinch of ground cumin. Now, buy spices in small quantities. I'm always saying that in your show.
Yes.
But also, Marty, cumin works really well with carrots, pumpkins, that kind of thing. So use it up. Don't let it sit there. So that goes into your food processor. Blend that. That will keep the hummus easily for 5-6 days, easily in an airtight container. And all you do then is just pita breads. Get the wholemeal pita. Get roughage into your diet. You know, this would have been a recipe that I've done a few times in the cookery school where I've had parents and kids cooking together. And the feedback has been lovely. They make
Very
the hummus.
Good.
They have this sit down. And it's just a little different lunchbox idea. Also with the pita breads, you can make homemade pizzas. So you can use that as your base. I've two small carrots grated. Okay, so getting lots of vegetables into the diets. One small cucumber halved and kind of scrape out, you know, the seeds removed and sliced, and then just some salad leaves. So you have that, and what they can do for the kids, they can bring everything, the little hummus in a separate dish, or your carrots, and they can make up their own little sambo. Just something different.
Yeah,
those
and
two,
they're busy.
They're a little bit different. It's a bit of fun. Get them involved, peeling the carrots, grating the carrots, so they feel they can go into their teacher and say, look what I made my own lunch.
That's very true.
And that's lovely.
That's very true, and it's healthy.
It's healthy, it's nutritious, and it's very good. And another, listen, in the red pepper, the hummus torpedoes, I've given you a couple of suggestions, like using some cooked turkey, using a little bit of hams, Mediterranean, so vary it. Don't be worrying about, you don't have to follow this recipe exactly, whatever you have.
But the great thing is, all of this is good stuff.
Oh, very healthy.
All this is good
very
stuff.
Healthy, you know, and that's the way to go.
It's
just
hard,
think
it's
healthy.
Hard,
it is,
hard.
Not easy,
you know,
not easy.
It's not easy because children, you know, no matter what we say, if they see their mates having other stuff, that's what they want.
But now, in fairness to schools, I have to sing their praises. There's very much a healthy emphasis on lunchboxes, that maybe they're allowed to bring in a treat one day a week, which is good.
I know.
Which is good. So they're monitoring what kids are bringing in.
And if you disappear off to the toilet to eat crisps, you'll be heard.
We wouldn't dream of that. Sure we wouldn't.
No, maybe back in the day. You wouldn't get away with it now.
Oh, God.
Anyway, listen, that's great. So smoked chicken and mango wraps with curried mayonnaise.
Absolutely.
And roasted red pepper hummus torpedoes. I think we need something Greek now, musically.
That would be lovely.
It'd be very nice. I'll sit back now and have a little. You're off to use, though, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Good man. So am I.
I'll see you next week.
You might.